So we're running off Comcast tonight.
Are we?
So I upgraded my internet. I got to tell you the story. So I told you a story a couple weeks ago where they sent out a guy and they said, the guy's going to show up and give you new gear. Well, the guy showed up and he said, well, you don't need new gear. You have all the same gear. I don't have to give you new gear. I'll just change your gear over. This was a couple weeks ago. And I said, okay, cool. So he did that. But then it didn't work because the modem was out of date or something. So it didn't work. And so I had to go online and I was like, hey, my internet isn't fixed. And they said, okay, I'm paying for a lot of money for internet. And they're like, oh, okay. And then a cycle.
I'm whatever. Paying a lot of money. All right.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, here's your $3 credit, fuckers. Yeah. And then
we know you are. We charged it to you.
And so then, the first guy I chat with, he says, we'll fix it. A couple days go by, they don't send anything. So I call a guy on the phone. Oh no, we're supposed to send something. I'll send something out. That didn't fix it. I wait a week, nothing. I call back again. And then I literally cannot get anybody on the phone. I spent an hour on the phone navigating their system. It's like so crazy. Then I finally get the chat guy to say, oh yeah, we made a mistake. I will put out a thing that says 100%, this is going out FedEx. It's high priority. It never shows up. So I had to the other day just go break down, and I went out and bought a brand new router and a brand new modem. Yeah, I went out and bought a brand new router and modem. And the router that I'm using is the same one that we're using at the studio. And it's a router, and it's fucking, now my internet is absolutely blazingly fast. So what we're running on tonight, guys, in the chat, and actually I don't have the chat open. So let me open the chat.
I don't either. Hang on.
So tonight we are running on that specific setup. So
I can't believe you're running on Comcast.
We're running on Comcast right now. So
I love that Comcast is so bad. I love that home internet and business internet has been so bad that just going out and buying a $50 Wi-Fi connection from Verizon offered a higher quality connection. Like that was actually the goddamn solution. Yeah. That should not be the solution.
Yeah. It is so fucking annoying that they can't even get you the things that you paid for. Right.
Right.
You're going to take my money, right? No problem taking my money, but you cannot, no matter what, you can't get the shit I'm paying for. I was getting the fast download speed, and I think many people wouldn't have cared, but it's the upload speed that's the problem, especially when you're streaming. You need that extra upload speed. You just can't. Yeah.
Well, it's the fucking monopoly problem, man.
Yeah.
Like there's no competitors to Comcast. I have no option. Do you have any other options?
I don't. Not in my building. I don't.
I have no options.
For a while, Google was saying they were going to be in Illinois, and then they just decided not to. So
instead, same shit.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to chat, everyone.
Hey.
People are sort of pouring in. We missed last week, but we are here. We are here this week. We did have a Comcast solution, but last week, the problem was last week we ran the Verizon thing, and that crashed last week. The internet crashed last week.
Everything is fucking shitty and unstable, and it's the worst. And I blame the coronavirus. I think it's like, if we had some fucking antivirus protection, none of this would have happened.
Gosh, if I could just give my modem some hydrochloroquine, I think
you know
we'd
who doesn't
be
have fucking coronavirus? McAfee.
Yeah.
Antivirus. Boom.
Yeah, he's at sea or whatever.
That.
Somebody stole all his guns and he's still at sea. That's
God, that
problem.
Guy is my fucking. He's so crazy. That guy is so crazy. But you know, it's funny, Cecil, because I did research on that guy for the show for Citation Needed. And I kind of really got into, I got into the story of that guy a lot because I just thought he was so fucking nuts. So I read a ton of stuff about him.
Yeah.
Which means that, he shows up in my Google feed all the time. So I don't know if you have a Google feed as a separate, news feed.
No.
Because I have an Android phone. So, I have a Google feed. So, he shows up and he is fucking constantly saying and doing crazy
shit. Did he eat
shit.
His own dick yet? Because I know that there was a thing where he said he was going to eat his own dick if
Bitcoin
didn't. Yeah,
he backed off
of
that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, weirdly enough, when Bitcoin didn't reach $1 million, he also did not eat his own dick
That's
on
crazy.
TV.
That's crazy. Because when you say you're going to eat your own dick, you should eat your own dick, right?
Right.
You
know?
Someone should hold you to that. Holds your dick to the fire or whatever.
I'm just saying, don't back down from the dick eating promises.
Okay, Tom.
If you say you're going to eat a dick, and eat a dick.
Tom, if you're going to eat a dick, is it, how do you cook it? Like, that's the question. How do you cook the dick?
Wait a minute. Do you have to? Can you go straight sashimi?
I think you probably could. Yeah.
I mean, that's like, what if it's a sushi grade dick?
It's just, and it's only, it's the size of the sushi roll. It's a little guy.
It's like you got a little rice. You put a little, look, man, that knife was cold. That knife was cold. You can't.
You're just, that's like the cucumber that the chef does where he lays it on there and just opens it right up. Just slides it, opens that fucker right up.
I gotta tell you, like, I'm not a proud man. Somebody comes at my boys with a knife, that thing's fucking internal now. It's like, it's just gone. It's like, no, retreat.
It's terrified.
Retreat.
Oh, man. So I don't know if you noticed, but I'm wearing the shirt we got at the Ark Park.
I love that shirt so much.
So that, this is a 40-day calendar that's all rainy.
That shirt, we both bought shirts. We couldn't decide it. Yeah, like,
they were so good. All the shirts were so ironically delicious.
I have my Ark shirt is like my Ark shirt that I bought there was like the Noah's Ark Zoo.
Yeah.
And it's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you killed the entire earth and you're bragging about a zoo? Yours is like a fucking forecast. Like, you had to wonder, like, did an atheist design those shirts?
Right? That's what I thought. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, that's too good. There's no way an atheist didn't, like, tongue-in-cheek fucking design this shirt.
I love that. I love just thinking that happened because, like, those fucking credulous dipshits don't know that they're selling. So they're unironically selling a joke shirt in their gift shop. Because they're just a bunch of credulous fucking dipshits.
You know, I wore this because the other day we had a flood of biblical proportions here in Illinois.
For fucking real, yeah.
So,
although not Michigan bad.
Yeah.
Let's put that out there.
Yeah, no.
Not overflow the goddamn dam.
But I will say this. Down here, downtown, they had to stop, like, reverse the flow of the river, the Chicago River, because it was at that point just going to be, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck that means, but that's what I read the next day. It's just like, they hit 1.21 gigawatts. I don't know what happened, but they did something. But one of the things that happened.
Turn the river backwards?
There's a building. I'm not going to name the name of the building, but Tom will know the building. There's an old building that used to be apartments. Then it went to condos and now it's back to apartments.
Well, that's the best name for a flooded building.
Yeah, it absolutely does. I don't want to say the name of the building because I live near it. But anyway, this building gets flooded again.
Oh,
our building, our condo building has a Facebook group, and the Facebook group comes across, if your car is in this place, the underground lot, the water is up to the ceiling in there. So essentially, your car is fucked. Your car is ruined.
Yeah.
So on that night after it happened, at midnight that night, because everybody's power went off on the whole block. So everybody's power went off for hours on the whole block. And it was because they had a flood. Well, after the flood was over, everybody else's power came back on, but their generators are in their basement. And this happened before.
Oh, shit.
Everybody's walking out, getting an Uber. They closed the building. They essentially closed the building down.
That's a big building to
close.
It's
a big building. They closed an entire apartment complex down where they're just like, nope, no more. You can't live here because there's no power. And there is still no power. And we are, I think, 4 days later, there's still no power.
They've got to knock that building down.
Yeah.
That building is not good.
Yeah.
Like, that building, this keeps happening to that building. Like, at what point, who is like, I am definitely buying a condo.
Who would want
renting an apartment?
I would say, and this is the second time that it's happened where they lost their generators. But anyway, that's why I wore it, because of the flood here in Illinois.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Had.
Like,
it was crazy.
Did you see the dams in Michigan? The two dams that overtopped the banks?
No.
Holy shit! This is the craziest shit. So north of Detroit, about an hour. Not small cities either. See, so like Midland, which is like 41,000 residents, and then a couple other towns. Two dams, the water rose 10 feet above flood level.
Holy shit.
It overtopped the dams, and like flooded these cities out. These cities are under 9 feet of water, whole cities just wow. under like 9 feet of water. And like the water is racing toward a Dow chemical.
Oh, I did read about that Dow chemical. Yeah.
Yeah. So it, but like these towns, they evacuated them. Like they evacuated tens of thousands of
what
people.
What happens if the water from that Dow chemical hits and then it mixes with the Flint water? Is it like two wrongs make a right and it fixes their water? Is
that, it's just, it just, the water hits and they just,
and it turns like fucking, it turns into a Fiji bottle. It's just like, poof, and there's a Fiji bottle right there, a little square bottle. Where
it's like a bad like yeah. eighth grade science experiment. It's like vinegar and baking soda. It just fizzes all.
Oh, all right. So let's see. Well, let's see what's going on in chat here. Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight?
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thank you for joining. Hope you guys are doing well. We got a couple of stories we want to cover tonight. My car, actually, luckily, I park in that lot, yeah. but I park up on the outside of that lot. And so my car was luckily okay. But when I walked there the next day, because I was going to get groceries, it was literally, you could just see they had pumps and shit. They were just, it was amazing how much water came in just from God that. Damn. And it was a torrential downpour for hours. It was
insane. And the water, the ground had been soaked for days before it.
Yeah.
Because I went driving, I had to drive my boys home. And they live like, I was telling you this story before we started. My boys, their full-time home is only 9 miles from my house. So it's normally a 20-minute drive. And it took me 45 minutes because all the roads kept being blocked off. I drive, fucking police are there like, nope, this one's washed out.
Jesus.
You keep, just redirect you. I sent you a picture of like
yeah,
a
yeah,
car
insane.
That was just like submerged.
Yeah, just like they lost the road and just were in the fucking ditch.
They're
yeah,
just, that's it. They're just yeah. like, I enjoy being yeah. partially underwater.
Are you drinking anything tonight, Tom?
I am. I'm having a gin and tonic, Hendrix gin, and to be honest, kind of generic tonic, like store brand tonic.
Okay, yeah, is it good?
And a lime. It's not bad at all.
Yeah, I have a Canada Dry tonic with a the Botanist gin that Tom told me to buy. I drank on the air a couple weeks ago, and pretty solid, pretty good drink.
It's a good drink.
Pretty good drink.
You know, I've been playing with cocktails. I downloaded the Masterclass. Have you tried this at all?
No,
have you seen
I
the advertisements
no.
for
no.
Masterclass?
Yeah.
It's described by a friend of mine as a, quote, bougie app where famous people teach you things.
Nice.
And it kind of is. It kind of is. But they have one on cocktail making. And, like, I realized something, like, about cocktails, which is, like, spectacularly basic, but it's more like baking than it is like cooking.
Yeah, it's got to be perfect,
the measurements,
right?
Measurements
are
really
absolutely
precise,
yeah.
And so I started, like, weighing my ingredients before making a cocktail, like on my scale, my kitchen scale, my cocktails are so much better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the quality of the drink is like
yeah.
infinitely better.
Yeah.
Infinitely better. I had no idea it was that big a difference. You can't fuck around. The chemistry is just so much more precise on a good cocktail.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. That is interesting to hear. Now that you say it out loud, it makes ton of sense, but you know, it's something I never really occurred to me.
Yeah, well, I think because like you watch people bake and they measure. You watch people bartend and it looks like they're not measuring. So it doesn't look
right.
So
right.
to me, my mental analog was it was more like cooking, a dash of this, a pinch of
sure,
that.
Sure, sure.
But it's so not, man.
All right. So let's cover a story. We got a story we're gonna cover. Let's put this up on the let's throw this up on the screen, Ian. This is from wavy.com. Melon-headed and malicious, two suspects rob sheets with watermelons on their heads. And that's exactly okay. what it looks like.
And guys, lest you think this is bullshit, one, the source is like a local news station, but also I found this in three places. The best part of this is the fucking image. Cecil, can you put this on?
Yes, absolutely. It's on right now.
Oh, it's so great. There's nothing better than this mask. God damn, I love these people.
Oh,
this
my
is
God.
Like, this. You know what, man? You can't go out in the public without wearing a mask these days. You just can't do it.
You can't do it no matter what.
You can't.
That's so good.
My favorite of this is they cut eye holes, but they didn't cut any breathing
they cut
holes.
Any breathing holes. I thought It would be hilarious if they hotbox themselves into passing out. They're all nervous and they don't have any, like, and then they just fall over. Because like, it's like a diving helmet that someone turned the fucking oxygen off on.
They just fucking, you know, if you're the police, you're like, we've got a sticky situation.
Oh, man.
It looks so amazing.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's such a funny image. And the other thing, too, is that they go through all this trouble to fucking cover their faces to rob this place. But then they the make and model and license plate of the car is open to the camera. They should have cut a big giant watermelon and put it over their car.
Put it over the car. No one will find us now.
It's
what
like
they should have done is they should have changed out their watermelon heads for pumpkin heads and been like, no, we're the pumpkin-headed bandits. You didn't catch the right guys.
They're driving on the road. They throw out the window their watermelons, and then they grab their pumpkins, and they put them up.
No one will ever know. They'll be looking for watermelon bandits.
One guy's tapping the side of his pumpkin. Look at it. You got to think, buddy. Oh, that's amazing. Such a good story. Jesus Christ.
When I was a teenager, for Halloween one year, I got it into my head that I wanted to wear a pumpkin.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
As a jack-o'-lantern. And like, my dad was like spectacularly restrictive, right? And so like most of my life, he was wrong about like he just like wouldn't let me do shit. But the one time I'm glad he was just like, no, was when I wanted to wear a, I was like 12 and I was like, I'll carve a pumpkin. I'll cut a hole in it. I'll wear a pumpkin head. It'll be awesome. I'll be a walking human jack-o'-lantern. And my dad was just like, no. And like, I was like, oh God, Dad, this idea and that idea. No. And like, it's the one time I'm like, God, I'm so glad he didn't let me walk around with a fucking gourd on my head.
Where the fuck were you going to find a pumpkin you could fit your head into? What the fuck, Tom? You have the biggest goddamn head. Your fucking head is like the size of a fucking... It's like the size of a footstool that comes with like a fucking sectional couch. There's no way you're going to find a pumpkin you could put your goddamn
that
head into.
That is not
into.
You could go to a county fair.
Yeah. And get, you're walking around with the blue ribbon on the side of the fucking
one of those 800-pound pumpkins. Like,
my PR is an 800-pound pumpkin. Oh, God. That's fucking amazing.
Oh, God.
I love these guys so much.
Fucking God. Water.
That was
the only thing that would have made this better is they used those fancy square Japanese watermelons. Because then they look like Minecraft heads.
Swear you. Oh, God. I want somebody to tell me that Japanese watermelon tastes better square. I want somebody to tell me that.
I kind of want to buy one, though.
God. These guys aren't the heroes we need. They're the heroes we deserve.
Well, see, so like, I think you got to go to the guy with the shed on his head next.
Okay, let me go to that one. Let me find that one.
Because listen, this guy is, this picture is fucking amazing, too.
Shed on his head. This is from the UK. This is from the UK. Okay, so put this up on the screen. No, I'm going to show these two photos. These photos are amazing. So I can't really zoom in. I don't know if people could see. I can't really. I'm going to open this in a new tab. Let's see if that works.
Let's see if you can zoom in. Because if you can zoom in, like I'm... It's one of those few times you're working on your phone, like, helps.
There we go, folks. There's the guy with a fucking shed on his head. Hold on, there's a better picture of it later. Oh, there's him with the fucking checkout. Oh, this guy is amazing. Oh, Jesus Christ. Evidently,
it looks like a Lincoln Log birdhouse.
Evidently, this dude had this shed pre-virus and would just walk around and it would blare music. So he had this shed for a while and it was like his thing that he did. And now that the virus is there, like, you got to wear a mask. He says, sure, I'll just put my shed on.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. That's amazing. Put this back up on the screen, Ian. This is so good.
There's like, what world is it where you're like, your thing is that you're the guy who wears a shed all the time? Like, that's the thing you want to be known as? Nobody even wants a pet that sheds. Like, much less.
Okay. All right. Is there anything to say about this guy other than he just had a
picture? That's why we have. That's why it's perfect live stream fodder. Perfect. The fucking picture's perfect. Amazing.
There we go. All right, Ian. Thank you. So what else is there? There's a couple ones. Let's talk about this guy, this coronavirus guy, with the armed with the sword, the fake sword.
I love this so much. So coronavirus. Armed police called to knight with sword. Armed police were called after a man dressed as a medieval knight with a 3-foot sword was spotted out for his daily exercise.
What was he doing?
He's just like doing squats like in his fucking armor. What the fuck?
Look,
this shit weighs a ton.
I know a lot of dorks who have swords, and I know a lot of dorks who have armor. I don't know anybody who just throws it on and goes for a jog, though. Oh, man, it's so good. He looks like Assassin's Creed in this photo. I don't know. Put this up there, Ian. You can show him. He's got that's a fucking baller fucking outfit he's got on. It's a big-ass fake sword, too. That's like a big, giant fake sword he's got. They only have two images of him, but this one is the better one. I'll try to zoom in on this one. There we go, folks. So that's what he looks like. It's good. I also wonder, too, because he's got on... he's got on leg armor, and then it looks like he's got on a breastplate too. And I wonder if the leg armor and the breastplate are plastic, or if he's actually out there in metal, like running around with. Because he's got a fake sword; it's not a real sword. It looks like a foamish sword. So I wonder if he's got if that's all foam or plastic or something, just to look like metal or something. It's hard to tell if it's metal or not from here, but he's just out there trucking around, training. Training day, baby.
I love that he's like, all right, in retrospect, maybe the sword was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think so? Like, you're in the UK where there's a problem with people stabbing each other with knives and you're walking around with a 3-foot sword?
Yeah, I will say this, though. He said that if he was in America, they would have shot him dead. And he's absolutely 100% true. Actually, although he's white, so maybe not, but definitely, if he was black, they'd have shot him dead.
If he was black, they'd have shot him before he even put the sword on. Like, before he even got out the door. It turns out if you're black, they can come into your house while you're eating ice cream and shoot you.
Jesus. That's the worst way to go, too, because then you didn't finish your ice cream.
That is.
It's unreal.
Oh, have you tried, do you like Ben & Jerry's?
I do like ice cream. Ben & Jerry's is one of my favorite brands, yeah.
Have you tried the Netflix and Chilled?
No.
Outstanding. Do you like peanut butter ice cream?
I do.
It's peanut butter ice cream. So it's not like I'll get the description for you real quick. It's
my favorite. So my favorite Ben & Jerry's.
Oops, sorry.
What are you doing?
I was just gonna say yes. That's delicious.
What are you? What was that?
Ian is chiming
in. Are you watching something?
No, it was a weird audio thing. Don't worry about it.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
It wasn't me. I was looking at Netflix and chilled.
Are you not entertained?
I was looking at Netflix and chilled, and something popped up. Sorry.
God damn it. We can't even pay him to watch the show. We can't even pay you money to watch the show.
Okay, peanut butter ice cream with sweet and salty pretzel swirls and fudge brownies there.
It's fucking amazing.
You know, my favorite Ben & Jerry's, I was a big Cherry Garcia fan for a long time.
Still love Cherry
Garcia. Is amazing.
Yeah, classic.
But they came out with this oatmeal cookie one that I just fucking love. It's so good. It's so,
so
good.
Good.
So good. Okay, everybody, what's your favorite Ben & Jerry's? Type it in the chat. We got a, this is Ben & Jerry's only though. We're going to talk about Ben & Jerry's. So what's your Ben & Jerry's? I also like the Chubby Hubby I'm a fan of that one. That's a pretzel one. There's pretzels in it.
I just am that one.
Yeah, I know. Americone Dream. That one's good.
I like Americone Dream.
Yeah. Half baked.
I also
is good.
Like fish food.
I don't know that I've ever had it. I will say the Everything But The is a really good one.
Excellent
one. And their Heath Bar is fucking baller. Their Heath Bar is excellent.
God.
Garcia.
Do you like
is
a lot
awesome.
Of crunch in your ice cream?
It just depends on what it is. I can fluctuate. So yeah.
One of the things I love about like Ben & Jerry's ice cream is it's, you know, they just put all that shit in there. I love that. It's texturally like exciting.
Yeah,
it's like there's something crunchy and something chewy. It's delicious.
I had vegan ice cream when I was in, somebody just said vegan ice cream in the chat. And I had vegan ice cream when we did the Best Friends video for Citation Needed. And if you want to find that video, go to Citation Needed, Citation Needed's Twitter, and it's pinned at the top. Mm-hmm. It's a video that I put together with Eli called Best Friends. And when we went out for ice cream, I ordered regular ice cream and he asked if they had vegan, and they did. And they had dark chocolate coconut ice cream that was made with coconut milk. And it was excellent. It was delicious. It was absolutely, and it was 100% vegan, and it was delicious.
We actually get vegan ice cream from Ben and Jerry's all the time because Haley can't do lactose.
Yeah.
And so it's made with cashew milk. And actually, that's the default that we just buy in the house.
Yeah.
You can't even tell the difference with the cashew milk.
Really?
It's amazingly good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So I actually, all the flavors that I was mentioning, those all come in cashew. They're all vegan. And not because we're vegan, just because of the lactose.
Because of the lactose.
But they're delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Ian, can you post that that video to the chat so people could see if they want to watch it?
Someone's salted caramel vegan. Yeah. The delicious brand cashew milk. It's, you can't tell the difference between that and regular ice cream. You really genuinely can't. And I don't like saying that, but
I haven't made ice cream in a while. I think I'm going to make some ice cream. I love the ice cream that I make with the coconut milk. The coconut milk ice cream I make it's wonderful. It's absolutely delightful. It's delightful. So I love that.
What ice cream maker do you have?
I don't know.
Do you have one for the Cuisinart?
I don't know. I have a standalone. So, and it's got the bowl. It's old and it's kind of shitty, but it's just still works. So I haven't thrown it away yet.
Right.
But it's one of the few unitaskers I have in my kitchen because I live in a condo. So you can't have a lot. I have two unitaskers. It's that and the sausage maker. Those are the two unitaskers I make. I don't have anything else that's not a unit. Everything else is a multitasker.
I have never made my own sausage.
Really?
Yeah,
I make. I grind my own meat for other things, so burgers and whatnot. So it's like a meat grinder sausage maker. So
gotcha.
But the those are the only two things that I have, and I only bought that grinder because my cats were eating a raw diet when I got them home, and I had to transition them off it, and I didn't have a grinder, so I had to buy a grinder, and then I just kept it, and I was like, oh well, I guess if I want to grind my own whatever, I'll just keep it. But it's one of the only two that I've ever had. Okay, so why don't we do a talkie, Tom? What do you say?
All right, let's do it.
Let's do, you want to do Dave Dobenmeyer?
Let's do Dave. We haven't had Dave on in a while.
All right, so guys, hold on, we got to do it the other way. So Tom's got to say this is Coach, so go ahead.
So this is Coach.
Doc Coach.
Not a coach. Dobenmeyer.
He says, communist Muslim freak Barack Obama must go to jail. So that's a mouthful. That's here we go. This is the coach. Here we go. We're going to play the coach for you. I'm going to skip in a little bit too, because it's like 10 seconds of fucking disclaimers that they don't have anything to do with this.
Barack Obama must go to jail. He must go to jail. And, we started with Hillary and all that kind of stuff. Now as I begin,
what does that even mean? We started with Hillary and all that kind of stuff. What is she, the apple off the tree? What are we talking about here?
We started trying to smear people, and that didn't take because it turns out you have to do something wrong. So, we're going to punt and go ahead and find something to pin on Obama. I love the...
It's Obamagate.
I love when the reporter asked Trump recently, like, what is Obamagate? What specific crimes are you referring to? And his answer was, Obamagate, you know what it is. It's so bad, you won't believe how bad, Obamagate. Did you see this clip?
I did see it.
Like, I don't think I'm paraphrasing too much. Like,
no, you're not. You're not that far off the mark.
Yeah,
you're not that far off the mark. His answer was, you know what it is. It's like when you're mad at your kid and your kid says, "What did I do?" You say, "You know what you did."
You know what you did, you son of a bitch.
You know what you did, and then you hit him over and over and over.
Yeah. You were born and I never wanted you. Wait, never mind. What?
Every parent says that. All right, let's play more Dave.
To dig in deeper and deeper and deeper and see what's going on. First of all, let there be no doubt. Okay, listen. There is no doubt. We can have a trial. There's no doubt that Barack Obama knew what was being done to Donald Trump. He knew it.
He knew what was being done to Donald Trump?
Well, he was being investigated by the FBI, I guess, is what they're trying to say.
So what?
Yeah.
He knew what was being done. Like, nothing illegal was done to Donald Trump. What? He was investigated, and then he was not convicted or pursued or, like, no criminal charges were ever filed against Trump.
Yeah.
Ever.
And then Flynn literally did lie to the FBI. Like, that's not up for debate. He did lie to the FBI. He's guilty of lying to the FBI. He pled guilty.
He's like, I fucking did that. I would like
regardless of whether or not, you know, whatever else happened, he definitely lied. He 100% did. So, you know, I don't know what they're all up in arms about here, because they're up in arms because there's a way to deflect from the coronavirus stuff. That's right. Why they're up in arms, because there's a way to shift the blame from us fucking up so hard on this that we can shift the blame to something else.
Yep. And it turns out, like, you can lie to the FBI if you didn't like the questions.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
like,
that's it.
That's effectively what's being said. It's like, you're allowed to lie to the FBI if the question doesn't fit your narrative.
Well, and wasn't something else that came out was that there was some notes or something that someone else had written ahead of time. One of the investigators had written ahead of time that said, maybe we can get him to lie. And that, it looks like it's unethical. And I thought to myself, I'm thinking, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know all the ins and outs on how that works, but don't they try to get people to commit crimes all the time? Don't police officers try to get people to commit crimes all the time? Like, what? For example,
you run into entrapment.
a vice sting, right? You were going to go get pussy anyway, right? Like, that's on you. And the same thing here, that they're not putting the lies in his mouth. They're not telling him what he needs to say and not to say. He could have told the truth, right? It was always an option to tell the truth.
Yeah, I think like those notes, part of the problem with those notes is that, like, the right has taken them out of context.
Yeah.
And the context is really, and so you have to look at all the notes. If you look at the notes, you have to look at the entire body of the notes. And, like, when you read the entire body of the notes, like, all the stuff around it is basically like, if he's lying, here are the methods we would use as investigators to trap him and find out. That's what that's all driving at. But it doesn't presuppose that he's lying.
Right.
At all. And I think it would be problematic if the investigators went in with a predisposed attitude that somebody is lying to them. But, like, it is not bad to strategize how you're going to interrogate and investigate.
Sure.
Like, that's
sure.
And that's all the notes reveal. Right. It's like somebody's thought process on how to do their fucking job. I make notes all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's also like reading somebody's handwritten notes is not the same thing as, like, reading their entire work process.
Sure. Sure.
You know,
what was being done to Michael Flynn? Barack Obama knew it. We have the evidence. He knew it. The buck stops at the top.
And unless you're Donald Trump, then it doesn't stop at the top. Then everyone else is wrong and everybody else fucked up and it's all their fault. And you don't take any, right. None of it is your fault. Yeah, exactly.
He literally said, I don't take responsibility for this.
Yeah.
Like, somebody else did it. Wasn't me. I don't take responsibility for it. The buck stops at the top as long as you can't get it to stop somewhere further down.
Right.
You better stop that fucking buck before it comes up here.
I don't want
to see that goddamn buck.
Everybody's got one of those shuffleboard things and they're just trying to push the buck back down and up and down and up and down. Go away. I don't want that thing.
Buck.
It smells.
The buck is like the fucking cheese touch. You're just like, cooties.
We think Comey and Clapper getting those little peons, if we think that's it. No. In order for justice to be restored to America, Barack Hussein Obama, the communist Muslim freak, must be put in.
Is he a freak? How do you know he's a freak? Muslims?
How do you know he's a freak too? Maybe he likes to get busy only 3 or 4 times a week. Maybe it's not every day. You don't know. Maybe it's not 4 or 5 times a day. You don't know.
Maybe he's a straight missionary.
Yeah.
Like, could maybe be. It's just like could missionary be. Lights off under the covers.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know.
Absolutely.
You have no idea. A communist Muslim. Name one communist Muslim, Cecil.
I can't. I don't know.
Oh, it turns out there aren't any.
I think we asked on the show before, is there any country out there that is both communist and Muslim? And there's not a lot of communist countries left.
Yeah, there's no communist Muslim countries.
Yeah.
There are no like Muslim wants to rule by Sharia, which is rule by clerics. It's a theocracy. Theocracies can't I guess be communist.
It would definitely not be an atheist communist. That's for sure.
Right. Yeah. No shit. Right. Do you have an atheist religious organization?
Yeah.
What?
Must be put in jail. He must be put in jail.
Coach.
That doesn't happen. There is no justice in America. The president of the United States destroyed Michael Flynn. He destroyed him. He destroyed Michael Flynn. That in itself, in my opinion, is hangable.
Hangable. Black guy destroyed a white guy. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying there. And also destroyed, but how? Nothing's happening to him. He had to resign. He resigned on his own, right? He resigned on his own, and then nothing happened to him after that. What happened? Point to something bad that's happened to Flint.
Well, he pled guilty to a major crime.
Well, now he's fucking out, and he's fine, and they're going to fucking overturn it. So now what?
Yep.
Okay. What? How did he ruin him? Point to all the ruined parts on him.
Yep.
Where are they at?
Well, the thing is, Cecil, when you admit that you did something wrong, if later someone else can point out that you maybe didn't. I mean, to be fair, though, lots of people, to be fair, we've talked about like miscarriages of justice in the past where people have admitted to crimes that they did not commit.
Sure, absolutely. You know? Yeah.
So like, I do want to say like just admitting to a crime does not necessarily mean that you're guilty of that crime. Like you could see the cards are stacked up against you and that a plea will get you less time and, you know.
Most of the time,
I do want to say that.
Yeah, but like, most of the time you're talking about people without means to afford good lawyers. You're talking
absolutely.
About, you know what I mean? Yeah. This is not a guy who doesn't have access to the very best legal services in the world, right?
Right.
So I have very little, you know, how many of the richest people in America is that going to be a problem for? How many of those people are going to cop to something if they have a lawyer sitting next to them? It's not many, right? That happens in some, you know, in some room, back room of a fucking jail somewhere where they've, you know, held you against your will for hours and hours and hours. And, you know, they finally say you'll be able to get free if you just say yes. That's a totally different story than what happened to Michael Flynn, where he's, you know, got the best legal team he could possibly imagine money could buy.
Absolutely. And it's also like, remember, Michael Flynn was just one cog in.
Oh, yeah.
In like 30 indictments or some shit.
Yeah.
And like however. So like. He's just one piece of a much, much larger puzzle full of people who all went to fucking prison.
Yeah. And you hear how Dave's talking about this. You could just feel the racist undertones in this where he's talking about hanging a black man. He's talking about ruining the life of a white man. You could just feel it in how he's talking about this. There's a lot of racial undertones in this.
Dave Daubenmeyer? How dare you, sir? How dare you?
Absolute dirtbag. All right, let's go back to chat. Look at chat for a minute.
All right.
How's everybody doing tonight? We doing good? I'm just sitting here being morbidly obese, you know. Morbidly obese.
This is my quarantine body. Thank you.
Morbidly obese. It's not an insult. Morbidly obese is not an insult. It's
perfectly fine if it comes from Nancy Pelosi.
It's a 100%. Medical condition that I have no control over.
If it's fucking true, it's true.
Feed me, Seymour. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Feed me, Seymour. Somebody says I'm eating slices of American cheese. That's the saddest thing anyone's ever typed. Someone else is headed up to Michigan. God, I hope you don't have to go up to where those... Up above Detroit, where the crazy flooding is at. That's nuts up there. So,
has anybody got the COVID? Anybody had the COVID in our chat? Anybody got sick that actually had it? And if you did, was it 5G's that gave it to you? Was that what would happen?
It's always the 5G's.
It's either 5G's or Bill Gates. I got it from Windows. Windows gave me cancer.
I wonder how many people got the COVIDs and don't know they had the fucking COVID.
I wonder too. I don't, you know, from what I hear though, it feels like you would know it for if you got a severe case, you would fucking know it. Because
yeah, but there's so many people that say they don't, you know, like so many articles I've read that like it can be, it can feel very, you know, like the variance and how it feels seems really, really wide. Did you listen to the Daily about the teenager who had the inflammatory?
Oh, that inflammatory thing. Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear the Daily on it?
No, I missed it.
It's fucking crazy, man. Like everything was fine. And then he like woke up and he had a fever and the fever got worse and worse. And then he had like crazy rashes all over his body. And then he almost died of like heart failure.
Jesus Christ.
His temperature like hit almost 105. His heart rate was like, while he was asleep, was like 165. It was fucking
nuts. That's insane.
Yeah. His heart rate asleep was 165.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so like it just seems like nuts. Like this thing just is like, yeah, you know, maybe it's a cough, and maybe it's a rash, and maybe it's like weird. Like, have you seen the COVID toes?
Yeah, yeah, they get like
it's just like it presents like wildly different symptoms depending on who it hits.
One person looks like Mr. Half Evil, working at the Tyson plant, gave me COVID. Been off 2 months. Wow, sorry, man, that sucks.
Yeah, that's tough.
Friend's mother who died of COVID. Sorry, Zach. That sucks. I had a friend die of COVID. He wasn't a friend. He was an acquaintance. He lived in, I want to say it was out east. I'm not sure. I only saw him every year at a big Renaissance thing called Penzic. I only saw him there once every year when I would go. And I didn't go every year. I went, you know, every other year or maybe 2 years on, 1 year off. He was the sweetest guy. And he was 60. And he was overweight. And he had health problems, underlying health problems. Yeah. But he passed away. And I saw on my Facebook feed just blew up from all the people who knew him. You know, just everybody's just raising a glass. You know, oh my gosh, Liam St. Leon's gone. Just couldn't believe it. He's just gone. Just like, and he was a sweet dude, like a super sweet guy. So real sad, very sad.
The lady that, when I was growing up, like the family that we stayed with while my dad worked. So in the mornings before school and after school, we stayed with the same family for years from like first grade to fifth grade. And so she was like family, you know, she was like very much a part of my life. And she passed away 2 weeks ago now, very fast, man. She got sick.
Yeah. It's,
and like, I heard from my dad, it was like, you know, Lori's sick and it's like, holy shit. And then Norm was sick, her husband, he got better, thankfully, but
God,
you know, she got sick and then she went to the hospital and then she was gone, man. You know, same thing. She didn't have the best health. She was an older lady, you know, late 60s, early 70s. And but
that's what I'm hoping for, too. If Sarah and I get it, I want to outlive her. Like, I really want to outlive her. Like, that's my goal. Is to outlive her. So, you know, fingers crossed, guys. Fingers crossed.
To outlive. That's so rough.
I'm going to have something thrown at me because I have to do these from home. So she's like literally right in the other room.
I know.
So hopefully she isn't listening to me.
She's never listened to you.
No, I know. That's true. She's going to throw
no
a fucking
pillow at
me. There's
no way I'm outliving my wife. Yeah, like there is no way. Like I look at her and I look at me and I'm like, she's got a good 15, 20 years
after
I'm done.
That's what I keep thinking too. I'm like, yeah, I got about 7 more years in this garbage thing that I walk around.
7 more years.
Oh, God.
I talked to my dad who's like, he's kind of fed up with the whole social isolation piece. So I was talking to him yesterday and he's like, he should not get this. Like his health is not good.
Yeah, man.
And he's like, I'm not being as careful as I used to be. He's like, I'm just, you know, I'm out and about
and
a little bit.
That's going to happen. People are going to ramp down their And you're going to see those, you're either going to see bumps in the road in the sense that people will ramp down their caring enough and they won't be as diligent as they were. They're not going to wipe their groceries down as much. They're going to, you know, because I mean, it's like a fucking operating room in here when we get groceries. When we get groceries, there's a whole production line and shit that stays in bags for 2 days. Any canned goods stays away for like 3 or 4 days in the foyer. And then we bring in fucking anything that has to get washed, gets washed. And we're constantly washing our hands throughout the whole process. We wipe the whole counter down and sanitize. We're just like, and we're constantly wiping down packaging that has to go in the freezer. And we're just constantly vigilant, right? You're ever vigilant. And the same thing when we order food out, if we get food delivered, we are taking it out of the package. We microwave it for a little while to make sure, you know, anything dies that was on it. And so we're constantly doing all these things to make sure that we don't get it. But I know that our vigilance is going to wane eventually too. It's just going to, eventually you just get tired, or you just get complacent, or whatever it is. So,
and I think that's a level of vigilance it's higher than my level of vigilance for sure.
Yeah.
And that's a level of vigilance higher than a lot of people. And people are going to get fed up, and they're just going to start, you know, like I talked to my dad the other day. My dad's 72. He's got COPD. He's had like 4 pulmonary embolisms. I'm like, what are you up to? He's like, I'm going to get an oil change.
Right.
I'm like, Dad, you don't drive anywhere.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
He just doesn't want to be in the house anymore.
Oh, I got to tell a story about my cat. So Tom.
Yep.
Sitting on my fucking couch again. 5 in the morning. My cat caught another bird through the goddamn fucking screen.
Are you serious?
I wake up to a screeching bird stuck against the screen. I hear wah, 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 like screeching. So I snap awake and I scream at Puck and he runs away. The bird flies away. So it didn't kill it, but he did grab it again through the screen. He has figured it out. He doesn't sit in the windowsill. He sits 2 feet away on my couch and he waits for something to land, and then he pounces on the windowsill and grabs the bird.
Through the screen.
He's figured it out. So now I've got a fucking plan. I'm going to have to go out and buy chicken wire or something to put in my, because I'm on the 5th floor. I don't want him fucking shooting out the window.
I was going
to
say, fucked up your screen?
Yeah, it's already off the bottom. It's already ripped off. So he's already caught a bird once through there, and then he got another one. And now I have to keep the window closed to the point now where I'm afraid he'll jump out of it. And so I've got to find something to keep him inside now, because he knows how to catch the birds. Now there's no
it's
stop.
The whole thing.
And so now it's a thing. He was sitting up there all day long, just being like, I know, bitch. I know where they're at. I know. And I'm like, motherfucker. So
he caught one bird. He's like, this is amazing. They'll come to me.
He figured that shit out. He figured that shit out. And he's like, okay, coming at you every time. And so now he knows the game. And so now he's going to do it every day. And so I was like, fuck. So now I've got to figure out my fucking screen situation.
You're going to have to get like a whole fucking anti-cat bird guard thing going on. Do they even make something for that?
I'm going to buy some chicken wire and just put it in front of my window, I think. And then, I don't know. I'll figure it out. Maybe they have kids. Do they have shit for kids? Don't fucking dumb kids try to crawl through windows and shit all the time?
Yeah, but I don't know what they, because like I've never been on like a high floor. So, and I don't love my kids enough to prevent them from falling out of things.
That's
so
true.
Just like,
You put like a little, you set them on a little trebuchet in front of the window.
I got spares, man. Like if one of them is so dumb, they fall out of the window, I'll just be like, whatever.
Oh, God.
Fucking let the strong survive.
All right. Well, we still have some recording to do, so we should probably let everybody go. We have to do a little bit more recording ourselves. So we're going to wrap it up this week. So next week, we're going to try to put a waiting room. Ian, you said you're going to do a waiting room ahead of time?
For YouTube.
Yeah. So YouTube, guys, next week. Now, we'll be broadcasting everywhere, but we're going to be putting a waiting room in YouTube so you can show up early and chat with each other. Well in advance, so you can show up, and then we will jump in at 9 o'clock and still do our stream next week. But we just wanted to let you know that that's what we'll be doing.
Cecil, real quick.
Yeah.
There's a comment on here about the windows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric Clapton wrote a whole song about
Jesus
it.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. God damn it. That is true, though. He did.
That is fucked up.
It is fucking true. Well, we want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for hanging out. We will be back next week to do a couple of stories, hang out, chat with you guys. So show up, hang out with us. Tell everybody
about
it. You're
gonna wear a watermelon?
I'm going to wear a watermelon on my face. Tom's going to wear a pumpkin. and we're going to see who's looked better. So come back next week. Tell everybody about it. And show up next week. We'll love to see you here. But thanks, everybody, for showing up. I don't know which one it does. This one here.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, everybody.
I
so
only
long.
Have the one camera. I got to like
bye,
this
everyone. Wave. Come back. We already miss you.
God, so much.
We miss you so much.